All right, well, let's begin tonight with a quick overview. We're going to have to draw a timeline again tonight because I want to call your attention. Remember, we're sort of starting back here at the cross, and we're in the what I like to call the day of salvation, or the day of Yeshua, which simply means we are in the period of time when the grace and mercy of God has been extended to all mankind, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. We have been talking about a period of time that we haven't really stopped to identify very clearly in Scripture. It has a couple different names. The most common name is the tribulation. A better term would be Daniel's 70th week. Turn to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 9, because I want to show you that this idea of this period of tribulation is anchored in specific prophecy. Daniel chapter 9, beginning in verse 20. While I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of the people of Israel and making my request to the Lord my God for his holy hill. Notice he's praying for his holy hill. What does that mean? He's praying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. All right, the mountain of the Lord and the kingdom of God are always synonymous. While I was in prayer, Gabriel, the man I had seen in the earlier vision, came to me in a swift flight about the time of the evening sacrifice. He instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding. As soon as you began to pray, an answer was given, which I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed. Excuse me. Therefore, consider the message and understand the vision. 77s, all right? 70 times 7 are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. All right, so Daniel says there are 77s. This is a period of time which it is going to take to bring everything to completion. Bring atonement, bring it into sin, anoint the most holy place, and go from there. Verse 25, know and understand this, from the issuing of the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the anointed one, the Messiah, the ruler comes, there will be 7 sevens and 62 sevens. It will be built with streets and a trench, but in times of trouble. After 62 sevens, the anointed one will be cut off and have nothing. This is one of these places where people who study Bible, who reject Bible prophecy and say, well, Bible prophecy doesn't ever give you any specific dates and times, are woefully wrong. In fact, this is the very prophecy that Jesus is referring to when he condemns the Pharisees for understanding the seasons of the year, but not knowing the Scriptures and not knowing it was the time of the Messiah. Why? Because exactly 62 sevens, 62 weeks of years after the decree to rebuild Jerusalem, Jesus walks into the city of Jerusalem, crosses into the temple, and is cut off. He is crucified on the tree. Now, this is one of those prophecies that is unbelievably accurate because it literally tells you the time of his coming. Now, I don't take this the wrong way, but some people get really upset the minute you start talking about the soon return of Jesus. It's okay if I say Jesus is coming soon, but if I say Jesus is coming soon, suddenly I'm a date setter. All right? God is a date setter. He has an appointed time. And oddly enough, these people were supposed to know when the Messiah was going to come. Why? Because Daniel had told them. This is one of the reasons why the liberals hate this book. Because it is so incredibly accurate, they cannot fathom that it's prophecy. It has to be history. It has to have been written after the fact, because they just can't accept that Daniel could see these things and prophesy these things with such provision. Well, let's go on. The people of the ruler will come and will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end will come like a flood. War will continue until the end, and desolations have been decreed. And then verse 27 is a key verse from which we understand this 70th week. He will confirm a covenant with the many for 1 7. In the middle of the 7, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. And on a wing of the temple he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out upon him. So what is this? We know that 69 weeks of years have gone by in this of these 70 years, which means there is 1 week of years or 1 7-year period left to be exacted in terms of judgment and punishment and bringing all these things to a conclusion. This is what we call Daniel's 70th week. It's that last week of years that has been prophesied. We're given some very specific information about something that is going to happen during that 7 years. The abomination that causes desolation. Now, what is this? When Alexander the Great died at a very young age, his Grecian Empire was divided between his generals. One of the generals, one family of generals, the Ptolemies, had control of Egypt. The Seleucid line were the Syrians, and there was a Syrian general named Antiochus Epiphanes, and he was not satisfied with the part of the kingdom that he had inherited after Alexander's death. He goes marching down through Israel to Egypt, because that's the Via Maris, that's the only way to get to Egypt, and goes down and gets into a big ruckus with the Ptolemies, promptly is escorted out, and he loses, goes back up through Jerusalem, through Israel, stops in Jerusalem, wants to offer a sacrifice to his deity, Zeus, and several other gods. Finding no temple in the city but the temple of God, he goes on to the temple mount, to the altar of God, takes a pig, offers the most unclean animal, the Bible describes, on the altar of God, and commits the abomination that causes desolation, that which destroys and makes putrid and dirty. Now remember, we've been talking about pattern. That which has happened in the past will happen again in the future. Jesus spoke of this as well. So we talked about 2 Thessalonians, the man of lawlessness being revealed. At what point is he revealed? When he goes on to the Temple Mount, where there is in some form a rebuilt temple and a restarted altar. He stops the altar sacrifice. When does that happen? In the middle of this 70th week of Israel. From that point on, we now know there are 3.5 years, we talked about this last night, 1260 days or 42 months, to the end of this period.